Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, it's all about the WWE Draft. Rules, trades, Larson, what's in the news?
So draft happening starting tonight on SmackDown Live TV. Yesterday at some point, since we didn't do a news brief yesterday, we got to talk about it now. WWE dropped the rules for draft and the draft pools. So here's an overview. There's 60 superstars, male, female, tag team superstars have been placed in draft pool. More than 20 eligible will be drafted on Friday, 30 on Monday, as it has been since 2016, I believe. For every two picks SmackDown gets, Raw gets three. Tag teams can be picked as one unit, as one pick, or they could be split up. Oh, and then anybody not drafted is a free agent. They're in the free agent pool. We have the list. Thanks to WWE, they're in alphabetical order. Yeah, pretty much. So not in order of the picks like it was last year.
yeah.
So we could do some baseless speculation, some predictions.
Yeah.
Any left field ideas. Now is the time, Steve, of those being selected tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's draft pool. Mm-hmm. Any surprises you see forthcoming?
So we got to get into a little bit of spoiler territory. I know that like we have a separate section after this for spoilers, but let's just do it now because we're inevitably going to get into some of that stuff. So there have so WrestleVotes has and then who else? I know WrestleVotes had potentially a spoiler. Oh, it's just WrestleVotes. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to know about some potential surprises coming up in the draft, just stop watching. It's fine.
Just stop totally watching.
Cool. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, you know, who knows if any of this stuff is true.
The way things go at WWE, things change at a moment's notice. So
right, exactly. So just keep that in mind. Exactly. So WrestleVotes said this yesterday as of 10 a.m. This is yesterday. Yeah. As of 10 a.m. this morning, yesterday, the draft moves at the top have Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre staying put.
No, this is today.
Oh, this was today. God, I thought this was yesterday.
Nope,
okay.
Today.
So as of 10 a.m. this morning, the draft moves at the top have Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre staying put. So that's not a big surprise at all. They're the champions of their brands. They're going to stay there.
Yeah.
While Seth Rollins moves to SmackDown and Bray Wyatt moves to Raw.
No more Monday Night Rollins.
As of the last draft, it seemed pretty certain that he was going to stay on Raw. I like this move. I also kind of get the feeling. So now my speculation comes in.
Very well.
I get the feeling that it's going to be a Seth Rollins. I know Bray Wyatt. I would actually say that AJ Styles is a bit closer in, I don't know, similarities to
position on
to
the
AJ
card,
Styles.
To the talent set. Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah, and especially, yeah. So WrestleVotes also this morning quote tweeted a tweet of their own from a while ago, from I think in September, saying that, let's see here if I can bring it. Yeah, I have it right here. So this was the tweet from September 17th. Interesting idea that was discussed but turned down. Kofi Kingston will return to Raw while Big E stays on SmackDown. Both remain part of the New Day, including gear and music, just on separate brands. Another twist, Xavier Woods would serve as a manager type appearing on both shows. They quote tweeted that today with a GIF of Vince McMahon and that big gulp that he did. So the obvious read into that would be that is something that will be coming into play potentially for the show. My read on that is actually it's a bit of a misdirection in that it won't be the New Day that's being broken up. It'd be another faction that could afford to be broken up. And in fact, this had been hinted at by MVP on the kickoff, on his kickoff show interview, I think at the last pay-per-view, where he said the Hurt Business is looking to expand. My prediction is going to be the Hurt Business continues to exist, but on both brands, with MVP linking the superstars on each brand. Bobby Lashley heads over to SmackDown, and then, like, sort of separate from that, but kind of the same, Sami Zayn's IC title and Sami Zayn would head over to Raw in this scenario. But MVP, they would expand the Hurt Business, maybe, as you suggested, needing, in order to fight Retribution, to enlist more people, so that would shore them up on Raw. Meanwhile, Bobby Lashley and MVP defend the U.S. title over on SmackDown, and maybe they recruit more people there.
Yeah, yeah, I think if they were to move to SmackDown, they'd have to at least recruit one more individual to join Hurt Business, so there's a pair on each show. You got Lashley and whoever on SmackDown, Cedric and Shelton on Raw. Maybe Shelton and Cedric could just form a tag team, go after those tag titles. That would be good.
That'd be great. That'd be a really good
I would not be
tag
surprised
team.
If Miz and Morrison get broken up.
Yeah, yeah.
The way John Morrison got basically squashed by Otis last week on SmackDown when he's supposed to be in the midst of the story involving his Money in the Bank briefcase, and Otis dispatched of him in less than like 3 minutes.
If there's anybody whose stock would rise and their potential, their ceiling would just shoot through the roof by virtue of being broken up with like a tag team, it'd be John Morrison. I mean, the guy could still be a single star.
Absolutely.
All on his own, given like how much he's improved on the mic since his first run in WWE. He's still just great and exciting to watch in the ring. I mean, maybe the earlier WrestleVotes tweet was actually about the New Day. That's just my own personal speculation on it.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. And I would not be surprised to see the once tag team of Andrade and Angel Garza officially split up, because they're going to end up on different brands.
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me. They're also in the process of splitting up a bunch of tag teams, but they really do need to start forming some tag teams as well.
Yeah,
hopefully
they do.
That'll
they
be,
really do. Because
hopefully
they
have, that'll be a priority.
They have a pair of tag championships that need to be defended, and right now there's only like two teams per show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they need to start making some tag teams or bring up some tag teams or something. Speaking of which, looking through the draft pool for both Friday and Monday, no NXT talents listed. I'm trying to think last year if there was any surprises. I don't recall. I think they kind of stuck to the draft pool pretty closely. I don't recall any huge surprises or any huge deviations. I mean, in fact, the first night on SmackDown last year, there were zero deviations from the list. The list was the draft order.
It was literally just the order. Yeah. Well, I mean, what is kind of interesting is just how stacked tonight's draft pool is. I mean, both champions plus Randy Orton's in this draft pool. I think AJ and Seth,
AJ's
aren't
in
they?
There.
In? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot of the bigger names. I mean, Sasha Banks is listed. Yeah. Asuka.
I think. Oh, the both tag champions are listed on Monday.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of interesting.
A few notable names included here. Charlotte, she's in the draft pool. Daniel Bryan. We haven't seen either of them on WWE television in quite a while. So whether this is a precursor to a return for one or both, it remains unknown. Some names excluded. Becky Lynch, of course, she is with child. She's going to be out for a while, one would assume. Who else? Jey Uso is in the draft pool. Jimmy is not. Who else? Yeah, and then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, zero NXT names.
Yeah. Yeah. So it should be interesting. This is interesting also on our SmackDown preview. We've got Bayley and Sasha Banks. They're going to fight for the women's title. Any chance they do a title change here and send the loser, send Bayley over to Raw? You don't think that's going to happen?
No, I don't. I think there's if WWE plays their cards right, Sasha Banks will be the one going to Raw, I feel like. So I feel like she's got to have this opportunity here right before, and it's got to be like snatched away from her, and then she has to go on the road to win the Rumble to get her Mania match against Bayley.
I would have to wait until to see, because this is, I mean, I do kind of feel like, number one, Fox considers this as their season premiere.
Yeah, it's more or less SmackDown. Like, sweeps week is essentially what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And the draft is a big, big deal, but the bigger deal might be, hey, look, this is our season premiere. We're doing the draft. We want to make a big, big thing here, would be to have Sasha win the title. I would wait. Like my initial guess would be like, yeah, it's not going to happen. But it wouldn't shock me if it did. And I'm going to kind of wait until we get to actually watch SmackDown and see how, you know, you can always tell. You always get that feeling when it's like, oh, wow, they're taking this really seriously. This is not going to be a wonk finish. This is going to be something big, probably a title change. So I'll wait till we get to SmackDown.
Here's another thing.
Wait another 2 hours.
It depends where in the show this is happening. If it happens somewhere in the middle, there's not going to be a title change. If it's the main event, decent chance there will be.
I don't even know about that, because if you have it in the middle, then Bayley could be sent to Raw right after. It could be
That's entirely possible.
Afterwards.
I'm just saying, if they're going to telegraph a title change, it's more likely to happen at the end of the show.
I mean, this is going to, well, you got Big E versus Sheamus in a Falls Count Anywhere match. That actually probably would.
And Kevin Owens versus the Fiend. Show.
Yeah, but this is this is going to be, you'd think Bayley Sasha Banks would be the main event regardless.
You'd think it should be.
I mean, it definitely should be.
But yeah, it depends on what all's going to happen.
Yeah, if they open up the show with, yeah, I don't know how much. I mean, obviously they want some buzz for this thing. You know, no bigger buzz than a title change like this, and then somebody gets shipped off. But yeah, I don't know. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to SmackDown. Yeah. Any other thoughts?
No, that's about it.
Okay, cool. Right on. Anyways, we'll see you guys, of course, for our live recap tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Steven Larson. So, yeah, we'll see you guys then. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.